The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. And we'll be chatting about Brexit, the US-China trade deal being delayed. And of course, today, China wraps up the National People's Congress. And that's been happening for 2 weeks. So we'll be expecting something big out of it today on the agenda. And this is something we'll be keeping an eye on and helping us to walk through all these headlines. We've got Pang Jingyi, market strategist at IG with us. Morning, Jingyi. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Of course, today is actually World Sleep Day. Are you getting much sleep with what's happening in the markets these days?
Yeah, well, I try to. I make up for it on the weekend. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me if that's actually healthy, but, you know, we'll see.
Okay, hopefully you do catch up on that over the weekend. Of course, Brexit hasn't been dying down. It's been keeping a lot of people awake. All the votes come in just a few hours before the show starts. And this morning, UK lawmakers voted in favour of delaying the Brexit departure date by at least 3 months. But this vote is non-binding. An agreement is still required by the EU. In terms of market reaction, we didn't really see much of a strong reaction on the pound. Do you think this result was pretty much priced in?
Yeah, Ryan. So I think about the three votes this week that we have seen, all the outcomes have largely been what the majority of the market's expecting. I think there's not too much of a surprise, and as such, we've seen the pound not moving too much. As of now, they voted for the delay that is expected. But at the same time, as you said, it's not legally binding. We need, at least Prime Minister Theresa May needs to give then the EU 27 countries good reasons to actually support this. So I think what we've seen as well is the fact that she's brought to the table that likely by next Wednesday we're going to see a third vote in terms of her draft deal once again. In terms of that, actually, I think that actually adds a little bit more event risk and perhaps the kind of volatility that we need to watch out for next week, because I think to a large extent as well, you know, the EU 27 does need good reasons, and that draft deal, if it actually does pass through, helps to see a little bit of expansion in terms of what that could mean for the market. So there's still a lot of things still in the air. The options on the table are still there. And then, you know, any failure could still see that kind of heartbreak. So you're going to see the pound itself trade back towards, I wouldn't be surprised, 1.2 lows. So I think risk is still there present for the Brexit issue, and next week is probably going to be the big one, Ryan.
Trading to 1.2 lows. Right now, it's about 1.325, so that's quite a bit of a drop. Wow. Okay, overnight on Wall Street, it did snap a three-day winning streak. One big reason was that news about the US-China trade deal being pushed back to late April. How much would this affect markets? I think there's been a lot of expectation that we would reach a deal by end of the month, but now it looks like it's being pushed back.
Yeah, Ryan. So I think in this month so far, we've seen quite a little bit of these changes to the market. We're talking about the Trump-Kim summit that threw a little bit of a curveball for the Chinese in the matter. So I think essentially the market does view this as a bit of a challenge. As you said, the markets in the US had actually traded a bit lower, and for some of the regional markets, including local SDI Hang Seng Index, looking at perhaps a little bit of a pressure as well into the early hours. Well, but that being said, you know, when we look at this announcement this morning, what exactly does it mean? I think there's still not too much of details that was being shared. Or whether this is really logistics or just major issues still unresolved, as U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer has described, we don't know for sure. And President Trump has said that there will be news in 3 to 4 weeks. This could actually be one of those pre-signing announcements. We know China will very likely want to see something like this after President Donald Trump had walked away from the Trump-Kim summit after just saying that there will be a signing ceremony later on. So I think that's the kind of uncertainty that we don't know in terms of the details right now. And what it essentially means for the market is just perhaps a little bit more waiting. We know we've been doing that for quite some time, but you know, it does keep this item still on the pedestal for us to watch out for. As far as what we're still looking, it doesn't look like too much of a dent. I think there's still the kind of positivity for the, you know, we've had some of this pricing into the market, so positivity itself still in terms of eventual resolution, that seems to be the case, I believe, within markets, right?
You're chatting with Pang Jingyi, market strategist at IG. Jingyi, today China wraps up the National People's Congress. It's been going on for the past 2 weeks, and today we might get the most important item on the agenda. This is that foreign investment law, and this is where a lot of expectations are that it will treat foreign companies on equal footing as domestic companies. How much will this lift markets in view that we have this ongoing US-China trade dispute?
Right, Ryan. Interesting that you mentioned this, because I think this is actually quite something new for the market, at least at this point of time. And in terms of the impact-wise, I would say that there's really perhaps two major impacts this could bring to the market. First and foremost, of course, in terms of what this means for businesses and for the Chinese economy, the global economy for the matter. I think in this sense, if we objectively look at this, well, what we have seen from the draft, the expectations, it does play out more businesses in China in this new arena. And of course, that is going to expect to help a little bit in terms of the economy. A little bit of a challenge perhaps for the local organizations. But that being said, I think, you know, overall, it's still expected to lift the economy. But, you know, as with the case of China, I think there is this kind of skepticism in terms of whether, you know, we really do see this actually come through. And that could actually blunt a little bit of this positive impact that's expected from this leveling of the playing ground. So in terms of whether this actually, you know, just really washes the things down the stream from some of the individual agreements, such as, you know, including the item on technology transfer, or whether the government support and some of the dispute resolution outlined in the draft will actually really be accorded with quality. I think that's the kind of skepticism that market does have. So the effect itself may actually trickle down a little bit slower if it does come through to the market. But I think another thing, you know, relating to your previous question that we talked about how this is expected to help the market, I think it's actually really seen as China offering an olive branch to the U.S. with foreign technology transfers and some of these intellectual property being a key issue. I think this is actually one thing that, you know, down the line could actually help with the U.S.-China trade agreement. So I think in that sense, the short-term part, perhaps you're looking more in terms of these details and how it addresses some of U.S. concerns instead, Ryan.
All right, sounds like a busy day. A lot of headlines to keep an eye out for. Jingyi, thank you so much for helping with analysis this morning. I hope you catch up on your sleep this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, I've been chatting with Pan Jingyi, market strategist at IG on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.